Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Jim Nordskog, who is the Exalted Ruler, Brenda Swope, who is secretary for our local Elks group. Good morning. We're going to start with Jim. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm excited to hear about something new you're going to do at the Elks.
The Elks are actually going to get started with bingo. If there's one thing I think Atlanta could use would be a nice bingo game. Wouldn't you agree?
An ongoing. You know, we get to play bingo if we go to this event or that event. But this is going to be ongoing, right?
Every Wednesday night to start.
All right. Yeah. So I know you're making a lot of people excited because there are a lot of bingo lovers.
We're giving it a dry one run right now.
Okay.
And everything seems to be working out just fine. So.
Well, yeah, it does take a bit of, you don't just say, okay, we're going to play bingo. What about the cards and the markers and all that sort of stuff?
Exactly. You got to get your cards pulled together, markers. The big board that the numbers come up on has to be hung up, and then there's wiring involved that go back to the console where the caller is. And
this is a little more advanced than putting a piece of corn on a piece of paper, right?
That was just as fun, though, I think, wasn't it?
I think so, yes. But, of course, you know, people get serious about this bingo.
Yes, they do.
You have to make sure everything's correct.
Yes. They don't like it when you make mistakes.
No. So you've got all that technology and the wiring, and then, of course, you have to have a good sound system.
Yes.
And what else? Well, I mean, what are the other kinds of things that you're thinking about as you put this together?
Well, the sound system was one thing, and we're trying to keep the room as uncluttered as possible, so we're trying to keep things off into the back and just use, like, say, a wireless setup to, you know, for the caller.
And you said the room. Where is the room?
Yeah, the room's going to be the dining room down at the Elks Lodge.
Okay, so easy to get to.
Yep, it's the lower door and back, so you just walk right in, and there you are. We'll have the table set up so you can buy your bingo package right there and then choose your favorite seat. And we'll have snacks and beverages available for people to buy. And I think with the couple places that we've gone to give it a try, I think it's going to be fun.
When you said choose your favorite seat, I'm thinking, yeah, it's kind of like going to church, right? If you have a favorite spot.
Well, you know, that's right. Your lucky seat. Maybe I should
call
it your lucky
seat.
That's
yes. Right. So all of that is so important. So there's a lot to think about as you put this all together. So, Brenda, Jim mentioned that you're practicing now. You can talk a little more about those dates, but then we need to talk about the official opening date.
The official opening date will be September 14th at 6:30 in the dining room.
All right. And do you want people still to come now, or are you kind of through your trial?
We're just going through our trial to make sure we have all the kinks worked out and so that we know what we're doing.
That would be really good. And there may be a few things. You know, people have to have a little patience when you're starting something new that, you know. And what's the price?
The price is $15 for a pack. And that you get how many games?
Well, way too many.
Way too many.
Actually, it's going to be five, a 10, and a $15 pack.
Yeah.
And so basically you'll end up, they're going to be about 26 games.
26. Yes, that's the number.
So no matter what pack you get, you'll be playing 26 games. The larger the pack, just better chance to win.
So you have more cards out there in front of you.
You can buy extra cards for a dollar a piece if you want to.
I'm not sure how many cards you can play, but I'm not a big
bingo
player.
I tried it with the 9 on the one page, and I'll tell you, by the time you get your dauber going, you don't have time to do anything but watch numbers.
Okay.
It really keeps you intense.
And again, some people are really serious about this, so
yes.
It's a game, but it gets pretty serious, like a lot of games do.
Yes.
So, Brenda, how did this come about? Why did you decide to do this?
Well, we were looking for a way to raise funds. We like to be a part of the community and support things that go on in the community, but you need money to do that. So a portion of our proceeds will be going to different charity events like our veterans, the Boy Scouts, drug awareness, scholarships, hoop shoot, and essay contests. Later this afternoon, we're going to be giving a $2,000 grant to the schools for new computer projects. So
right away, you're spending money.
Right. We just want to help in the community. That's our goal.
And I think the Elks have been known for that for a long time. I mean, I'm only familiar with the one here, but it seems like to me you're always doing something to benefit the community,
yes.
And that's really important. But and I often say this, but that says to me the people who come, they may not think about it at the time, but they are also sharing
and
all that.
They are supporting in these projects as well.
You bet.
Yes.
So did you come up with that idea, Brenda?
Well, we've been toying with it for a number of years, but nobody just went ahead and did it. There's a lot of regulations that you have to do and insurance and things like that. There was a lot more to it than what we realized before we started. But Jim has been really pushing and going, so we're glad to have Jim in our community.
Yeah, all those things, like you say, you think, well, we'll just get the game going. But what are some of those kind of things that you found out that, oh, we got to think about this, and what about regulations?
Actually, I was really for just the piece of corn.
Yeah.
But everybody else thought we should go the rest of the way.
But you're gambling here, right?
Yep, so we have to get a license from the state. We actually went and talked to the West Des Moines people because they have a bingo that's been going for a number of years now. And we went and watched how they did theirs and talked to the people behind it. And now in Des Moines, it's a little bit different because they're a larger city. There's a few more things hoops they have to jump through than we do. But yeah, we still have to pay for a license, and then they have to check to make sure that the equipment, everything is up to snuff for people to come in and play the game. And then there's certain signage you have to have posted and, you know, that things like that.
Well, again, it's basically, you're basically gambling.
Yep.
I mean, you're taking a chance, you put your money in, you're taking a chance, see if you're going to win. So what if I win, what do I get back?
Oh, now that'll depend on the number of people that show up to a certain point.
Okay.
Once you get, I think we decided on 30 people,
right.
Then there's an algorithm that you use that will decide how big the payout's going to be. But the big bingo, the big one, though, is that starts out at 200.
Okay.
And every week somebody doesn't win, it goes up 100,
yes,
to 600,
yeah.
And then it'll stay there until somebody
wins it. So it could be 200, it could be 1,000, it could be who knows.
Exactly.
Whoa. Exactly. So you got to keep coming back.
That's right.
I think there's a method to your madness here. Brenda, Jim mentioned that there will be something to eat and drink.
We're going to have snacks available. There'll be free coffee for anybody who just wants to have a cup of coffee or water. We just decided just to keep it simple, free snacks and sodas. There'll be no alcoholic beverages served because of insurance purposes. So it's just a fun evening for people who want to come down and enjoy themselves and maybe win a little money.
Yeah. And I think there are friendships that are formed. You meet new people.
Yes, you do. These people, the people that I have seen come to bingo, they know what they're doing, and they're very dedicated to, if you're doing something wrong, they'll tell you.
Yeah.
So, and we appreciate that, because we're just getting started, so we want to know what they want, and we're just starting out really simple.
Okay. But it's a good way to meet some people.
Yes, it is.
This is an old story, but I had some college interns one year, and they were looking for something to do. They went, I think it was to Anita, and played bingo. And I'm going, here are these young girls and going to play bingo. They had a great time.
Yeah.
So
you can really get into it.
Yeah. You can be really serious about it, or you can just go and kind of enjoy the whole atmosphere. And so the Elks Lodge, of course, let's talk a little more about the space, just in case people don't know how you get into that space that you're using.
It's on the back of the building. There are two doors on the back of the building. This one is the north door. It's kind of hidden down on the bottom of the hill, but it's flat entry. You can walk right in. Now, we are not handicap accessible to the bathrooms, but we are handicapped accessible, but just not in the bathroom area. So that's something maybe you need to know. But we start at 6:30, and we're usually done by 9:30.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of plans. It's just
it's learn as you go.
But obviously you've done a lot of studying on this and trying to do the best you can to get started,
yes,
Brenda.
We're trying.
So, okay. So, Jim, remind us again when this is all starting.
So we're going to get bingo started on Wednesday, September 14th, 6:30. We are going to have an early bird game, which means that, you know, if people get there and we're all set by 6:30, we'll people can buy an early bird bingo cards and
a little warm up.
A little warm up. That's right. And yep, bring your favorite lucky device. The lodge will actually open at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So people can come in and make sure they get their favorite chair and get something to drink so they can sit down and get ready to go.
Okay, great. So that's all happening on kind of the middle of the month, on the Wednesday the 14th.
We'll that's
be
right.
Almost to the middle of the month. We want to thank you very much, Jim Nordskog, who is Exalted Ruler, Brenda Swope, who is Secretary for our local Elks Group. And until next time, here's a thought. Your mind is for having ideas, not holding them.